Okay, today's daf is daf Mem Gimel Maseches Nazir. Today's shiur sponsor L'Zeicha Nishmas Yechiel Ben Meir, whose yard site is tomorrow. Okay, Mem Beis Mabeis. Yesterday we were discussing the concept of can a Nazir make himself more Tamei than he is already, if he already is Tamei. So we had a machlokas within the Shita of Rav Huna. Rabba in the name of Rav Huna and Rav Yosef in the name of Rav Huna had a machlokas. They both seem to agree that once a Nazir is Tamei Machmas Magames, then he could still become Tamei in Ohel HaMeis, because there's two Isurim, there's Lo Yitzma and Lo Yavo. The machlokas was, what about Negiya Negiya? What about if he is touching, if he touched a mace, and then he's going to touch another mace after he's not touching the first mace? Everybody agreed that if he's still touching, that was the end of the Gemara, b'chiburin, that's not going to be chayv. If he's still holding on to a mace on one shoulder, and they give him another mace, so then he's not going to be violate there. But if he's poresh, if it's already separated, so then that is a machlokas. And we saw that was a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. That's what we ended off with. Machlokas, Rambam and Ravid. The Rambam says, you are chayv. And the Ravid says, no, we pass in like Rabbo, and you're not Chayiv. So what was the Nekudas HaMachlokas? That's what we ended off with yesterday, the thought from Rav Shechter. And I just wanted to give a few other nafgamina. Rav Shechter quotes in Ikve Hatzon, in Simen Lamed Hei, Yesh lehistapik b'yisodina tahakra t'lenefesh lehitama ba'amav. The Isser of a Nazir slash Kohen becoming Tameh. What is that Isser about? Im geder ha'isser shalo yitame lameis? Is the Isser that he shouldn't become Tameh to the meis? Or is it something more general, shalo yiskarev lames, ba'ofan sha'osa ha'iskarvus ha'isamavila de tuma? You can't have hiskarvus to the mace, separate from the idea of tuma, maybe bringing towards tuma eventually, but even separate from that, hiskarvus to the mace. So maybe that's the machlokas, the first nafgamini quotes is the machlokas Rambam Ravid. According to the Rambam and the Ravid, what's the machlokas? Rav Shechter assumes that everybody would agree that if you touch a dead body on Tuesday, and now you're touching another one on Wednesday, then for sure that's going to be chayev, because you're being mosif the day on your tumah. But what about if it's the same day? If it's the same day, that's the machlokas. According to the Ravid, the isser of Naziris and Kahuna is tumah lameis, so you're not becoming more tame. It's the same day, you got away the same amount of 7 days, hazon, shlishi, and shvi, there's nothing added. Mashenkein, you're still, according to the Rambam, maybe the isser, you're still being miskariv to a mace. Even though it's you're not becoming more tame, the isser's karvus might apply. One. A second idea, which I mentioned at the end, that is the Rokeach. The Shach in Hilchas Avelos quotes the Rokeach. What about an Ashes Kohen who is pregnant? Could an Ashes Kohen who is pregnant go to a funeral? It comes up a lot, right? A woman calls up, can I go to a funeral? A, there are some that have the minhag of a pregnant woman doesn't go, but many posts can say that Mishum, a mitzvah, especially if it's a relative, it's mutter, that's stam a pregnant woman. But let's say it's an Ashes Kohen Mu'beres. So is she allowed to go? So the Rokeach says yes, because there's a Svek Sveka. What's the Svek Sveka? Shemen Nefalhu. Maybe the child is not a Bar Kayama, a viable Vlad. V'shemen Akeva Vlad. And maybe it's a girl. And the girl's not Mitzuva on Tumen Tara. Ask the Magen Avram, what do you need a Svek Sveka for? There's a concept of Tara Balua. It's surrounded Tara. It's inside. It's swallowed up. So what do you need the Svek Sveka for to be Matara the baby? Just say it's Tara Balua. Says the Achiezer, you know why? Because the Rokeach thinks that after Enachidami Leka Tumala Ubar Beknisa Sayin Lo Lameis, fine, there's no Tuma, but there is a concept of Hiskarvus Lameis. And fine, Mitam Tara Balua, the baby's not going to become Tame, but maybe you would have said there's still an Isra of Hiskarvus to the Mace by the baby coming in. Kamash Malan, not because it's a Svek Seka, so you're still allowed to be Mekel there. Oh. What about another example? We're going to have a discussion on today's Amud of goses. Is a Kohen or a Nazir allowed to go into a room or a building where there's a goses? Somebody who's in the throes of on their deathbed. So we're going to talk about a machlokas. We're going to have a machlokas in our Gemara. But Rav Shechter suggests that maybe the issue about a goses is not just an issue of a siyag d'oraisa. Siyag, you know, the person might die, and therefore, one shouldn't go in. Because if that's the case, what about a goses for one of the seven relatives, where a Kohen is allowed to be Metame? So then the whole issue of Isra of Goses might not apply. But if you say, like the Achiezer said, that the issue of is his Karvus to the mace, so then maybe even a Goses of a relative would be Yasser. Why? Because you only have a heter of being Metame yourself, a Kohen, for a relative, because of the issue of Kvuras HaMeis. But if the person's not dead yet, maybe that doesn't apply yet, and therefore even Goses of a relative would be Yasser, because of his Karvus to the mace. Two others, and then we'll continue. There is a machlokas aposkim about Afer Srufim, Rahman al-Islan. If there is Afer of a mace. Ashes, is a kohen allowed to be metame for in that case? So that's not metame. Afer is not metame. But again, the posting that Aser might be because it's still an Isser of Hiskarvus L'mace. Could be. Unless you say, they both might agree there, but you might say it's not a mace anymore. It's Panam Chadashas Ba'olakan. Finally, the last one we'll mention is a tshuva of the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer quotes that, or the, even it's even based on the Shulchan Aruch. Nachon l'koin lizarish l'alatami l'meisei akum afilu ba'ohel. The Shulchan Aruch discusses that maybe even though meisei akum, non-Jewish corpses are not metame ba'ohel, but maybe a Kohen also shouldn't go into an Ohel with them. So again, why? There's no Tumas Ohel here. We don't paskin that there's Tumas Ohel by an Akum. The answer is, again, this still might be an issue of his karvus to the mace, which might be a problem for a Kohen. The final point that he talks about is the Kohen in an airplane flying over a cemetery. That's how the whole siman started. Even if you want to say that it might be an issue of Tuma going up, there is no hiskarvus to the mace if you're on an airplane up in the Rakia. And therefore, he said this is the opposite way. Lo chashiv hiskarvus l'mace. This is an example in the other direction. Okay, so you can look there for more information regarding this. Simin Lamed Hay. Simin Lamed Hay. Just one other point related to yesterday. Yesterday we spoke about the issue of what is a coin allowed to be mitame himself for. And we spoke about Tumah b'chiburin and Shalom b'chiburin, and are you allowed to be Mosif Tumah? So that is an important Shulchan Aruch, which explains why we do something. B'zman hazeh, the Shulchan Aruch in Yerodeh in Shin Ayin Gimel Zayin explains that even if a Kohen is being Matame himself for one of his Ayin Krovim, he's not allowed to go and be Matame himself for another mace, and that is why the Kohanim are buried at the edge of the cemetery. Not just for future times where they want to go visit the Niftar and they want to stand outside the cemetery and not be metame themselves, but even B'shas HaKvura. B'shas HaKvura, they're not supposed to go through and become tame for the other Niftarim in the cemetery. Osir l'kohen l'histame l'meis afilu ba'eis shemetame l'krovav, says the Shulchan Aruch in Shinayin Gimel Zayin. Lefichach, he can't make himself tame even at the moment that he's becoming tame for his krovim. Lefichach, kohen shemeis lameis, a kohen that has one of his relatives die. Tzarech lizaro lekavro besof beis hakvaris, should be buried on the edge, the kohanim row. Kadesh lo yikanis lebeis hakvaris velo yistami bekvaris acherim kishe yikvar meiso. Right, we only think it's about the next times. No, it's even about the first time. Even about the first time that they come, they're still not supposed to go into the... Right, a kohen might think, you know, once I'm going, you know, let me go see Rav Moshe. Let me go see the other... I'm already here! So the answer is no. The kohen can't do that, even though it's b'shas HaKvura. Sorry? Spouse is Eishes Kohen. Are the spouses next to the Kohanim? I don't know. I'm not a kohen. I don't know what... You have a kohen here, Baruch Hashem? Or just the kohanim? Not necessarily. Not necessarily. I guess it depends on the basic forest. Depends on the basic forest. Okay, so let's continue. We are up to three lines from the bottom. Mem beis ma beis. So the Gemara says that we had just quoted a machlokas between Rabba and Reb Yosef, whether a Kohen who touched a dead body and is no longer touching a dead body, whether he could touch another dead body, a Nazir. So we had a machlokas about it. So Rabba said it is mutter. There's no isser. Is that true? Why do you, Rabba? The question's on Rabba. Why do you, Rabba, say that if a coin's already tummy, he can touch a dead body because he's already tummy, so he's not doing anything worse. So tummy will be a nami. But 1 minute, you agree that if he's tummy mishumaga, touching a dead body, he still can't go into a ol ames. So what's the difference? There too, hamitami v'koy, he's still tummy. So what's the difference? You say he's allowed to, or it's not usser, it doesn't violate to touch another dead body. What's the difference between touching another dead body and walking into a house with a dead body? Both, you're already tummy in both cases, so what's the difference? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kan bebayis, kan besada. No, the difference is, when do I say that a Nazir is not allowed to go into Ohel HaMeis? That's where he's not tummy beforehand. He's coming in from outside, he's not tummy. At the moment that he walks into the house, he's going to violate two. That's the case where I say you violate two, says Rabbah. Because when you walk into the house, you violate lo yitama and lo yavo. But in a chinami, I agree, says Rabbah. If you're already tamei, there is no iser walking into an ola mace. Just like there's no iser in touching a mace. So says the Gemara, 1 minute. But bayis nami. We're going to have three questions now in a row that even if you want to say, what did Rabbi say? But if you walk into the house, it happens at the same moment. The Isra of Lo Yitama and Lo Yavo. Says the Gemara, no, it doesn't. It's not exactly at the same second. Why? Bavayis Nami, Kivan de Ayol Yadei Istaiv. No, when you walk, right, your hands go back and forth. So when you walk, your hand's going to go in first. The second that your hand goes in, that makes your body tameh. Why? It's as if there was negia b'meis. Look at the language of Tosfos. Important line. Top line of Tosfos. De oel ha-meis kemalya tumah dami. An oel ha-meis as if it's full of tumah. So the second that you put your hand in, you have been metameh yourself. So at that second, you'll violate lo yitamah. You don't violate lo yavo until your whole body goes in. So it's still not at the same moment. So we should still have the problem of how is it possible to be, you're already tameh, so why should you violate the Isser of Lo Yavo? Again, kiven da'al yadi yistayev, once your hand goes in, you become, that your whole body becomes tameh, ki ayel kulehai tamehu. So when you go in the rest of your body, you're again already tameh. So therefore, why should you violate the Isser of Lo Yavo? The Achronim point out that in the Rambam, Tosfos also alludes to this in Dibur Maskil Tzireif, that this idea of having the house full of the tumah seems to only apply to an Oel HaMeis, but not to a Bayis HaMenuga. A Bayis HaMenuga, which is also Tamei Mishum Ohel, a house with Saras, which will make you Tamei if you walk in, it's not the same halachas. Tosis, look at the Tosis in Dibur Maskil Tzireif, third line, Va'omer Ram, Af Algab de Bayis HaMenuga, Omar Breker Shochid Yod of Tameos Durabanan. Even though by Bayis HaMenuga you only see that's a Durabanan type of idea, Af Ki Mitzor Matam Va'ohel, Mikomakom, Eino Koka Kimo Mal Yatuma. Right, that's it, changes the gears on the side. Don't compare Ola Mason, Bayis HaMenuga, even though they're both Matam Mishum Ohel, don't compare them. And Rabbi Elchanan explains this chelak in the Rambam, is in Psachim, in Simon Kuf Pei Zayin. Psachim and Kuf Pei Zayin, Rabbi Elchanan says, no, because there's a difference in the nature of the Isser. By Oel HaMeis, the issue is, by Oel HaMeis, it's a din of Negia. It's a really din of Negia. So when you walk in, it's as if the whole thing is full, it's as if you touch the mace. Din of Negia b'meis. Masha'enke, when it comes to Bayis HaMenuga, it's a din of Bia. That's the whole nature of it. So that's why the halacha doesn't look at it as if it's full, as if it's full of the tumah. Maishna the Bayis HaMenuga Bia b'mixas lo shma Bia shikanis rubo uba ola meis avilu hichnas rashi espos of tameh. Why is it by an ola meis you put your finger in your tameh, but by mitzora you got to put your whole body in? Why? Because at root an ola meis is a din of negias hameis. So therefore, even though we classify it as negia versus ohel, but still ohel at root is a negia, and therefore you can view it as if the whole bayis is full of the tumah. Masha'enki, when it comes to bayis hamenuga, knows it did a bia ba ohel, and therefore that explains the difference. Okay, one other ha'ara, the Shidibu Kubetzes has here. We find in other gemaras, in other places in Shas, there's a machlokes whether bia b'miksas is shma bia or not. If I go in partially, is that cool that went in the whole way? Bia b'miksas. So the question the Shita Mekibetz asks is, this whole question of the Gemara makes sense if you hold bia b'miksas lo shma bia. Because then you can say, hey, your hand went in first and your body didn't go in yet. But according to the other Manta Amar, bia b'miksas shma bia, then what's the whole Gemara's question here? Or why didn't the Gemara answer that? It's as if your whole body went in. Bia b'miksas shma bia. So the Shidduch Kubetz's answers that whole discussion, if you look at all the examples where that comes up in Shas, that whole discussion is only by B.S. Mikdash. B.S. Mikdash. The Gemara talks about if you stick your hand, it talks about by a mitzorah. By a mitzorah that has to stand by Shar HaNiknor, right, by the doorway to the Azara, he has to stand there, he has to stick his thumbs in order to get the sprinkled on. So that's what the Gemara talks about, B.S. Mikdash. So the Shidduch Kubetz's says, no, that whole discussion is only about B.S. Mikdash. It's not a didn't call it Torah Kula. If you put your hand in, it's as if you put your whole body in. No, it's a didn't be some mikdash. So therefore, it could be that mandamar holds. You always say lo shma bia. What do you mean? You put your hand in. That's not going in. Only by beis hamikdash. Chumer de beis hamikdash. We might say bia b'mikdash is shma bia. Okay, so back to the question. So the Gemara says they're not simultaneous. Even if you walk in. Because the second that your hand goes in, you're tamei. So therefore, you shouldn't become tamei mishum lo yavo because you're already tamei. The Gemara answers, Ella Amar Rabbi Elazar, you're right. Tzireif yado, if you're just walking regular, mishum tuma ika mishum bialeka. If you're walking regular and your hand goes in first, so then you're right, you become tummy, you're not going to violate lo yavo, because you're already tummy beforehand. But tzireif gufo, let's say you walk like this, you put your hands to your side and you walk like this, like you're like a soldier, and you don't let your arms dangle back and forth, then your whole body's going to go in at the same time. So then the Gemara says, "Tumo ubi b'hadiyah dadikasu." No problem. Says the Gemara, "There's still a problem." Amazing. Your nose gets in first. You're walking. So what with your hands? Your nose is getting in first. This is a makar for Jewish noses, right here. Right? Ayal chod v'bereisha v'nachas le'tuma. Your nose is going to go in first, so your nose is going to make your whole body tamei, and then your whole body is going to go in. So again, it's not simultaneous. Say, El Amarava, no, I got away. Hichnis yado, fine, normal way of walking. Mishum tuma ikam, mishum bialeka. If you go in, either your hand or your nose, something's going to make you tamei first. But hichnis gufo, what does this mean? Tosfos says in hichnis, Kofer Rosho Chutzlabayis. You walked in leaning back, putting your head back, and you walked in, right, arched backwards. So your nose is not going in first, right? So therefore, also, that's the way that'll be simultaneous. The Isser of Tumah and the Isser of Bia Labayis. Labayis Shal Tumah. Echus Gufo Tumah Bia Bahadi Dadikasi. See, it worked. The Gemara again says, no, it doesn't. Vaha EF Shishlo Ayelets Basi Tekai Beresha. Your toe is going to go in first. Right? Your big toe. Right, whatever it is, the toe's going to go in first. So again, you're not going to, again, it's not just asking details, but it's saying, Mitzius, you're trying to find a case where the Isser of Tumah and the Isser of Bia, Bebayis Shel Tumah, are going to happen simultaneous. It's not going to happen in simultaneously. Right, we look at time in seconds and in minutes. Kadosh Baruch Hu looks at it in milliseconds ad infinitum. So he could break up time, so it's not simultaneous. It's not simultaneous. So what are you going to tell me? You're going to tell me Yeshua the Samsung? No, you're not going to bring that up. Good. Okay. So says the Gemara's going to have an answer anyway. Says the Gemara, isn't your toe going to go in first? V'nachas lo toma. So the Gemara answers two answers. Finally that are accepted. Ela Amar Papa. Number one, Kugon Shenichnas Beshita Tevo Migdol. You went in a box. You went into the house in a closed box. You're not tame yet. In a closed box. And then your friend came in and took off the cover. So now, so at the same exact moment, you become Tamei and you're over the Isser of Nichnas, La'oel Hames. The Achronim talk about, I'm not going to go into the answer, the Achronim talk about why can't it just be a case where he knocked off his own cover? It has to be a friend that did it. Right? So the Achronim talk about a number of answers given by some of the Achronim. But there is an important Tosfos. Tosfos here says that Vaha. Tosfos in Vaha. I'm sorry, the next one. We'll get back to Vaha. Kigon. Tosfos Kigon. Goshenichas Beshita Tevo Migdal Ba'achar Parola Ma'azeva. Tosfos says, Vitzarech Lomar Dehu Misayeya Lahasir Hama'azeva. You have to say that he also took part in taking off the cover. It wasn't just like the Gemara says his friend took it off. He also took part. Why? Tabe Hisru Bola Malchus Ayri. We're talking about giving him Malchus. So he had to do a Maisa. If he didn't do a Maisa, so then he's not going to violate. Two important Ha'aris. There's a discussion in the Rishonim, which we've had before. There's a Sefer HaChinuch, there's a Magen Mishnah. If you have an Avera that usually has a Maisa associated with it, and poked, you have one case where you didn't do the Maisa. That might be called a Lavshem Yeshbo Maisa, even though you didn't do the Maisa with it. Sometimes you have the other way. If you have a case of Lavshem Einbo Maisa, even if you happen to do a Maisa in a certain way, that's not... You might have definitions. Tosfos is not assuming that way. Usually this Rav Lo Yavo includes walking in. Here's a case where you have Lo Yavo that maybe you didn't do an act. Tosfos assumes it's not good enough. So Tosfos is part of the Rishon, and I say, no, even if it's a Lavshe Yeshba Maisa, inherently, but if you didn't do a Maisa, it's not going to help. So that's why Tosfos has to come on to say that you had to do it, you had to help take off the cover so that you'd be able to be Mechayev. A. B, there's a fascinating discussion in the Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh in Simon Lamed Beis. Shagasari discusses, what happens if you do a Maisa, and then 10 minutes later, Memelo, you violate an Avera. So you did the Maisa, you just didn't do it at the moment that you violated the Avera. Is that enough to be called a Lav Sheyishba Maisa, or not? That's his discussion. Osa Maisa, Vaidei Maisa Zu Ba'achagach Le'isser Memelo. Iazlina Basar Tchilo Basar Sofo. See, he discussed this, sits his shot in his, so he quotes our Gemara to prove that an act originally is enough for a later Avera. He proves it from our Gemara. Says Shram Shana Balachav. Tosa doesn't say that. How could he says, the Tamu Ali Ma'od. Tosa says he did a Maisa here. Ubavadi lo ne'ala mehagon ha'amiti divrei Tosas al atar. You can't say the Shagasari didn't know the Tosas. You can't say that. So He says, so what's going on here? He said, the Shagadai uses our Gemara to show that, oh, if you do an act originally, later on, so he says, you know what? You must all like the Rambam. He doesn't quote Tosis, but the Rambam quotes our Gemara. He doesn't mention that the one in the box has to do the act. Maybe because the Rambam feels that that's good enough. Either for one of two reasons. Either because the Rambam would feel an earlier act is good enough to be called a Maisa for a later Maisa that happens by itself. He did an act here. He went into the box. He didn't have to do an act later. Or maybe the Rambam would say, you don't need a Maisa. You don't need a Maisa in a case that's defined already as a Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa. So again, that is an interesting discussion regarding Maisa and Eino Maisa. One final point related. Yeah? Ghosts. We're going to get to Goses. Yeah.
Even if he comes into the house in the box, that's not lo yavo because...
If he comes in, but if he's carried, he's not coming in. He's having an act done to him. Yeah, what kind of act is he doing? I'm just sitting here. What act am I doing? We're going to talk about... the past couple of days, we spoke about it a little bit. It came up, but we didn't speak about this point. What about if you are getting... If somebody else is shaving your payas? Right? Are you doing an act? If you don't move... Right? Are you doing an act? You're letting him? So we're going to get to that in a second. So that's right now. The Marsham says, so what happens? So you helped your friend, but don't we paskin misayeya ein bo mamish? Misayeya means you help. Somebody else could do the act, but you're misayeya. We paskin that by Shabbos. We paskin that in another context. Misayeya, if you help somebody, but really that person could do it by himself, ein bo mamish. So why should this be called an aveira anyway? That's the question of the... of the Marsham, Madu Achai Bofen Sheisayeh, Harei Hu Masayeh, V'Kai Malam Sayeh, In Bo Mamish. V'Tirates, it must be a case where the guy inside started to open, and then the other guy helped out. So the other guy's Masayeh. He's doing the Iker. The guy inside is doing the Iker, and then the friend is coming and helping out. So that is, Masayeh itself is an important discussion. If you do a little bit, let's say the case of, you know, the barber, you move your head, or somebody's cutting your nails. If you want to look more about this, there's a Taz in Hilchas Nida. Talks about getting nails cut on Cholamoid, or on by Amir La'akum, by on that, or a Friday night, if a woman didn't cut her nails. Big discussion of that, so the Taz in Yoredeya, and Kuf Tzadik Ches, I'll give you the Kusif Kat and Chaf Aleph, he has a big discussion in Misayeya regarding Kazizas, Kazizas Sipar 9. So the Marsham says, you have to say here, he's not just being Misayeya, and in that way, he would violate. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, where are we up to? So we came up with the Ukimta of what's a case where it can be simultaneous. You went in a box, and then you took off the cover, so at the same time you become Tameh, and you violate the Isser of going into the house of a mace. Another way you could say it, Mar Baravashi Amar, a second way to say it is Kagon De'ayel Kishihu Goses. He went in when the person wasn't dead yet. He went in when he was a goses. V'nafek nishpase, and the person in Rechman al-Islam died while he was in there. Adiyasid, the tumu biya bahadi adadigasi. So again, it comes simultaneous. He did the act, and, you know, the person dies later, so therefore, again, the isser of tumah and the isser of biya happen at the exact same moment. What type of hasra did the guy get? We're talking about a case of Malkus. So says the Shidim Kubesis, two opinions. Either you have to say... This Gemara is assuming Hasra Safek Shema Hasra. As we discussed, Hasra Safek is when you give Hasra, but there are other factors involved that even if he does the act, he might not violate. The example that we always give is a person is not sure who his father is. Right? His mother got married. His mother violated, got married 6 months after her husband died, and got married right after her husband died and had a baby 6 months later. So you're not sure who the father is. The first father, and then he hits one of them. He wounds one of them. So even if you say, don't hit your father, you're never going to know if this person is chayif. So there are many examples given, but that's one. So says the Shita here, what hasra? The guy's, what kind of hasra are you going to give him? Right? The guy's not dead yet. So either you have to say, this Gemara holds hasra safik shma hasra, that even so, there's no problem with hasra safik. Or, because of the principle of rov gosesin lamisa, because rov, we paskin, rov cholim l'chayim, but rov gosesin lamisa, so therefore that's enough. So it's not considered hasra's suffix. You have to say one of those. The Shita also says, Huadin, the Havimasul Shnuye, he could have answered that the Nazir was sitting in a house and a mace was brought in. You have to get out of the mace problem. But that's another example the Gemara could have given. He's already in there, not just the person then died, but a mace was brought in afterwards. Tosis also, yeah. Sorry, so then you say you have to get out of the Bia Yeshua. Here there was a Bia, Both cases, but the ghost case, there was a bia, and the person's not dead yet. So we're going to have a machlokas in a minute whether you could go. So it's a similar kind of idea. Tosfos in Dibur Maaseh Vaha says, why didn't the Gemara say that you went in backwards? You went in backwards. So wouldn't that be simultaneous? Right, you walked in backwards. Right, there's no toes or noses there. You're going backwards. You all go in at the same moment. So why did the Gemara say that? So Tosfos says in Vaha, V'lo matze l'ugme b'bol v'bayis achoranis d'losh me bia. That's not called an entering. You need a halachic entering. If you go in backwards, so then, yes, ultimately, you are in the house, but you didn't go into the house. It's like lo shmei achila. If you eat shalok kederach, you eat something shalok kederach, achila, so you ultimately got the benefit from the food, but you didn't eat. You didn't eat. So here too, says Tosfos, if you go in backwards, so then it could be that that is not called a bia. There's a Reb Chaim about this, if you want to look it up, in Hilchas Bias Mikdash. Okay, let's continue now. Good. Tana Rabbanan. There's more here, but we'll move on. Maybe we'll come back. Tana Rabbanan. Lehechalo ad sha'a sheyamus. The Brisa says, Lehechalo, a Kohen cannot be mechalel himself. Lehechalo, what does that mean? Until the person dies. Meaning until the person dies, a Kohen is allowed to make himself tame. Rebbe Omer, from a different word, bimosam, right? One learns it from a pasuk by Kohen, one by Nazir. Bimosam, in their death, yitamei ache yamos. He can make himself tamei until they die, and he cannot make himself tamei until they are dead. My benaya, what's the difference between these two words? Do you darshan it from lahechalo or bimosam? Omer, Rebbe Yochanan, mashmos darshan mikibinayo. Rebbe Yochanan says there is no difference. There's no difference, they're just darshaning two different words. Reish lakish amar, goseis ikibinayo. The machlokas is, can a Kohen / Nazir, Mida Oraisa, are they allowed to go into a house where there was a Goseis? Lamanda Amar mi Lahechalo afilu Goseis. According to the one who dashes for the word Lahechalo, he cannot make himself Michulal, desanctified, deconsecrated, so even a Goseis would put him in that category, and he is a Kohen, for example, is not allowed to go into a house where there is a Goseis. Even a Goseis. Why? The Rush's Lashon is important. The Rush here says, where's the Rush? Third line in my Rush. Deshapir Mikri Chalal. He's already called a Chalal. He's only a Goseis. But he's already called a Chalal. Derov Goseis in Lamisa. So according to the first opinion, Lehe Chalal would include even a Goseis. Laman Dara Bimosam, Ashiyamas in Goseis Lo. According to the one who says Bimosam, no. Until the person dies, a Kohen is allowed to go in. A Goseis, he is allowed to go into the house. Laman Da Amar. So now we just finish up. Tumah there is not. There is not Tumah yet. But there, which the Gemara is going to say that Beferish. The Tumah, there is no Tumah yet. But there is, again, this seems to be an Issa Daraisa. In Issa Daraisa, at least according to one opinion, that a Kohen is not allowed, or a Nazir, is not allowed to go into a house where there is a Goseis. The person's not dead yet. He's not Matami himself yet, but he is Mechalal himself already. Adin Daraisa. So we alluded to this before when we started off this year with Rav Schechter. You might say, I didn't look it up, but I don't know if it's on the list, you might say this is another example of a Siag Daraisa. Siag Daraisa. Rav Yosef Engel's 20 examples where sometimes you don't have an Issa Drabanan that's your Gozer to something. You can't write with your left hand on Shabbos, you might come to write with your right hand. But sometimes you have, even the Torah says, don't do A because you might come to do B. Right? The Ran says, don't have chametz in your house. Bali Rabbi Yamatzai because you might come to eat chametz. The Rambam says that you're not allowed to even hug and kiss an erva, midah oraisa, because it might come to worse things. The Isser of Yichud, the Ketzav Mishnah says, basa b'chalav. You're not allowed to cook basa b'chalav, midah oraisa, because you might come to eat basa b'chalav, midah oraisa. So there are many examples of siyag d'oraisa. So this might be another example, according to that shita. Or the other way, Rav Shachter said, is that maybe even without that, maybe it's just an Isser of Hiskarvus. Okay, let's continue now. What does each opinion do with the other word, the other pasuk? According to the one who says lehechalo, what does they do with the word bimosam? These are for Rebbe. The Tani Rebbe Omer bimosam eino matame. A nazir is not allowed to make himself tame tumas mes. Aval matame b'negaasam uvezivasam. There is no iser for a nazir to become tuma saras or tuma mishum ziva. Right? There's no iser for a nazir to come in contact with ziva or negiya of a mitzvah. So that's B'mosam. What is the other man to Amar B'mosam? How did they learn this din? The project should have said B'mos. My B'mosam, Shmas B'natarti. The extra B'mosam must be to teach me both. What at the other way? According to the Mandarin that says Bimosam, what does he do with the other pasuk of Lahechalo? So Lahechalo Lahachiyu Da'asa, the following. To teach me, it only applies to somebody who's not Tameh yet. If somebody's Tameh ready, there's no Isser. Well, Mandarin may Lahechalo Hamboy Lahai Svaras. Where does the other person know this svar from? Imkin Lehmakar Lahechal, May Lahechalo, Shmami Natarti. Again, each one says that the other pasuk, their pasuk could teach you two things, because there's an extra word. Meisvei, the Mishnah says in Maseches Ahalos, Adam einu metame ela ajitezi nafsho. A person isn't metame until they actually, their neshama leaves them. V'afilu meguyad, even if some rechman al-islan is chopped up, v'afilu goseis, even a goseis. Tumah doesn't start until death. Ulamanda amar melehechalo haktani deina metame. But what do you mean? Didn't we have an opinion that you can't even walk into an ohel of a goseis? Doesn't the Mishnah say against that? The Gemara says no. Like what Rabbeinu just said, you're right. Tuma, according to everybody, a mace is not metame until death. But the iser of being mechalal yourself, a kohen or a nazir, that starts even earlier. Shulchan Aruch says. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simin Shin Ayin halach lemaisa is a kohen allowed to go into a house of a goses. So the Shulchan Aruch says in Simin Shin Ayin, Avol Goseis Umisha Nishchatu Bo Bo Simanim O Petua Pesam Raharbei Einam Mitamim Achatesi Nafsham. Shulchan Aruch says they're not Mitame Umikol Makom Asur Likanis Labai Sheisham Goseis. Shulchan Aruch says it's Asur Shin Ayin Rama V'Yesh Matirin Yesh Matirin V'Tov Lahachmir. So even the Rama says it's Tov Lahachmir not to go in. Says the Shach, according to Bach, Midina Tzarech Lizar. Ve'in kamakon lipsok lakula. No, I don't even think there's a room to be meikar adin. That's just a tov lahachmir, you have to be machmir. But now the Shach adds, interesting, what if a kohen is sleeping? You have to wake him up to get out of the house? There's a goseis in the house. If there's a mace in the house, you got to wake up you got to get him out. What if there's a goseis? So says the Shach, Miunira de'in tzarech lahakitzo ulahagelok sheish goseis. You don't have to wake him up. You don't have to go that far. You have to tell him if he's in the shower. Someone's in the shower, let him get dressed first. And it could even be, if he's already in, he doesn't have to go out. It's just that he's not allowed to go in the first place. It's better to go out. So the Shach discusses it's not the same thing as an olam eis, but you shouldn't go in. Should be careful and we paskin says the Shach like the Isser or the one that holds goses. Just one other point. The Aruch HaShulchan on that same simon, he quotes ubizmanenu nishar makohanim mizeh v'yosim beis hagoses. Even though the Rama says meikar than his mutter, the Aruch HaShulchan says the minog is that kohanim do not go in. V'yasher kocham shem mekadshim es hakohuna. Baruch Hashem, he gives a mishkoyach. They're mekadish kohuna. Mihu, if the kohen's sleeping, he doesn't have to go in. And if the kohen is the doctor, ukshkohen urofe mutar likanis la gosis liros ula yimsalo refua to bikoach nevesh docha. How do you go to medical school? Doesn't talk about it here. But anyway, so he says the Aruch HaShulchan, if he's a doctor, then he's allowed to go in to try to save him. V'im yamus yivrach misham, if he sees that he's got to run out. Then he says in parentheses, just interesting, a historical note. The elu hakohanim rofim, those kohanim doctors, parke ol, those who are heretics, shemishamshin es hamesim, v'anachnu mukrachim lekarim api chuke hamalchus. Sounds like there are some people who work in the morgue, who work for the government, and you have to send, maybe this has to be some type of law, people have to check out the mesim after they die, and you happen to know that they're pokrim kohanim, ein aleinu ha'avon. What are we supposed to do? It's no sin on us. This is the law of the land, and you have to have some type of check, and even if they're kohanim pokrim, you know, what can we do? So he just adds that in parentheses. Is there any chumah for going to be with the ghost of his relatives? That's what we started off, that if you say it's an issue of siyag, then it wouldn't be a problem. because you're going to be able to be. But if you say it's a separate issue of hiskarvus lames, so then maybe the only heter of a coin for the relatives is kvura. And if he's not dead yet, you don't have that heter yet. So, again, it's a question. Yeah. The turn of the 20th century, 1900s. Right, they might not have done anatomy in that time. Right, so then it would be less of a problem. Okay, weiter. Amar Rav Chisda. Amar Rav. Amar Beis. Rav Chisda says the name of Rav. We're talking about here, Tosa says, on top. But coin head your diary. Talking about a regular coin. Nikda Rosh Hashal Aviv Einu Matamilo. An amazing halacha, which, by the way, is in Shulchan Aruch. If, Rachmana Leslan, somebody's head is chopped off. Nikta Rosh Hashal Aviv. So then, if that's a Kohen's father, a Kohen is not Matame. Not allowed to be Matame for that person. Why? Pasuk. My taima amakra laviv bizman shehu shalem lo bizman shehu chaser. Only when he's shalem, not when he's chaser. That is the drasha of Rav Chisda Amar Rav, and that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, in Purim Shuvah of the Radvaz. The Radvaz, yeah.
How does that drasha come to that?
Aviv, is this your whole father? So the Radvaz asks, why dafka rosho? Radvaz in Chelak Vav. Tshuva 2,272, Shnei Alafim Reishayin Beis, he was asked, Afilu nikta yado ragla v'chaser, any limb, he wouldn't be shalem. So the Radvaz says, the ain't savik, you're right, ain't savik, yodim nechlach, aver me'aver, any aver, v'hakol lefanav, any aver, he's considered, not considered shalem. So why do you say head? So, two possibilities. Number one, l'rabusa nakad rosho. You might have said that if the head is there, then there's something. Then it is shalem because head has significance by itself in other areas of halacha. For egla rufa, if you find the head in one spot and the body in another spot, you bring the body to the head, right? Because that's the head. If the head comes out, the baby gets a bris milah. The head comes out. So you see, the head has significance by itself. So maybe that's the chiddush, even though the head is right near. And you might say therefore the significance to both. Still, he's not called shalem. A. Or, he says, dafka hecha de nikta lagamri. Maybe dafka nikta to show that if there's any connection, then it is not. Brain death issue. Number two. Number three is maybe it's just Orcha de Milsa. It's Orcha de Milsa, this one happens. But then the Radvaz ends off, we pass him this way. Mistavrali. She'im nikta yodo raglo echa mishari vara velo mace. What if he lost one of his limbs during his lifetime? The achar kach mace aviv shalim karinan be. Then he's called shalim. But umitamilo v'hainu d'raka nikta rosho is only if in death or after death he lost it. But if he already lost the limb and he was still living, then the halacha doesn't apply. He's still called shalem. Why? What's the difference? So this is a beautiful Arze Halavonon. Arze Halavonon quoted here in the Biurei Hadaf. He says when a person's alive, he's called shalem because of his neshama. He has chiyus. He's walking around. He has chiyus. So he's missing a limb, but that doesn't make him chaser. He's shalem, look at him! So you see, even though he's missing all these limbs, he's still called a shalem. So even though he's missing, Masha Enkein la'achar misa, so what's, no more neshama. No more neshama, so you have to go by the guf. So now if you lose something, now it's less than it was, b'shas misa, so now it's called chaser. So the Arizal Avonah says, because b'shas b'chayim, it's called shalem, b'glal chiyuso. Okay. Let's continue. So says the Gemara, Amar Le Rav Hamnuna, is this really true? Ela me'ata kazav apaksa da'arvus. What about if somebody is walking in the desert? Tosas quotes, or the Rush quotes, third line of the Rush, it's a dangerous place. He's walking in the desert. Upasku agadil reishin, and robbers, bandits, chopped off the person's head. Hachan amdol tamile. So he can't go back out to the field and find his father and bury his father? So Gemara says, no, Amar Le Meis Mitzvah Kamer. You're asking me about a Beis Mitzvah? You asked me about a case where nobody else is there to bury him? Of course that's okay. Hashtag Yishlomar Ba'achrini Mechayib. Aviv lo kol shegein. By a Meis Mitzvah, he could go out even if it's not a relative. Surely if it's a relative, if there's nobody else to bury, so that's not an issue. V'hai Meis Mitzvah, who, 1 minute. That guy whose son knows about it, but he's not there, that's called a Meis Mitzvah. V'atanya, what do you mean? What's the definition of a Meis Mitzvah? Ezeo Meis Mitzvah, kol she'ein lo kovrim. Somebody who doesn't have any barriers. Korei, it's as if the niftar would call out, v'achirim onimoso, and others, meaning his relatives, would answer him, ain't a Meis Mitzvah. That's not a Meis Mitzvah. But he's like, right, here he has a son. So why would that be called a Meis Mitzvah? So the Gemara answers, the halacha we know, kivan tekaazal ba'urcha, kimishi ain't lo kovrim dami. If nobody's there, doesn't matter, he has a son far away. It's called a Meis Mitzvah. So that's, it just goes by if there's nobody there to bury him right away. Period. Fascinating machlokas. Machlokas we shown him. Tosfos here versus the Rashba in Yevamos Peites. Does a Kohen is about to seize a Meis Mitzvah. Does he have to, what if he knows he could hire out a Yisrael down the block? Does he have to go hire out a Yisrael to prevent himself from being Matami himself to the Meis Mitzvah? Or is he allowed to know? It's a Meis Mitzvah in front of me. Machlokas. Tosfos here says he has to hire out a Yisrael. Tosfos in the right, three lines up from where the rush starts. Pirish Ri. Habal Litapel b'meis mitzvah. Im Yesham Yisrael sheyachol Litapel afki in akrovim lo Litapel b'en Kohanim krovim. Kohanim cannot be matami themselves. And he continues that even he's got to hire out workers. Got to hire out Yisraelim. The Rashban Yevamos Peites says no, he's not mechuyev. He's being also the meis mitzvah. Machlokas. So many achronim say, ask Kasha on the Rashba. What do you mean? The halacha is you have to give away all your money not to violate a lo sase. So Shulchan Aruch and El Chasukah, you have to give away all your money to violate it. For a mitzvah zaseh, there's a limit. A lo saseh, you have to give away all your money. So why in the world wouldn't you have to hire out a Yisrael? What's the answer? Say the Achronim, Hutra Dechuya. How do you understand the heter of a Kohen allowed to bury a Meis Mitzvah? Do you say that the Isser exists but it's pushed aside, is Dechuya? So that's the Isser still exists, you got to pay. But the Rashba holds it's Hutra. The Isser doesn't exist. The second the Meis Mitzvah is staring you in the face, the Isser doesn't exist. Mamelo, you don't have to hire anybody out. There is no Aveira anymore. The Aveira doesn't exist. So there are number nafgaminas, but that's how the, I think it's the Chelkas Yoav explains, it's a machlokas between Hutra and Dechuya. Yeah.
Is this Asi Dochalos
or
is it separate?
Right, is it Asi Dochalos Hasei? The Torah itself says it's a lima, the Torah says it's allowed. I don't know if you need an Asi Dochalos Hasei. Yeah, so it might just be it's never included in the Isser. I'm not sure. Right, Reish Lakish, that Reish Lakish we mentioned is very pro-Dechuya approach. Vaiter Meisvei, Loi Tama. Difference between a Kohen Hedyon and a Kohen Gadol in terms of Meis Mitzvah? I think Kohen Gadol is also a time for a Meis Mitzvah. I think so. I think Kohen Gadol is also a time for a Meis Mitzvah. There's a discussion if a Kohen Gadol and another are walking down the street together and they see a Meis Mitzvah, who should be a time for themselves? There's a discussion about that. Meisvei, lo yitama. I think it's going to come up in a Mishnah later on. Lo yitama, lo umetami vina matami leva reha. So we're going to ask a kasha on Rav Chisda. Lo, a Kohen is allowed to be matami for his unmarried sister, but not matami for her evarim. Lefishena matami leva menachai shel aviv. Because even the father, who's the closest relative, he's not matami for. Ava, what is he allowed to do, says the Braisa? Machzer hu al etzem kisaora. After he buries his father, he could go back and get a little bone that was left and be matami for that. So what does that mean, says the Gemara? My ma'asva lasam kisa'ora. Doesn't that mean that he buried his father first and the father wasn't shalem? Because he's not going back for a bone that was missing. Lav l'meimer di mechzer porta. Doesn't that mean that he's going back? So the Gemara answers, no, lo. Hahi Rabbi Yehuda, he really it's a machlokes tanoim. And Rav Chisda holds like the other shita. Rabbi Yehuda holds, even if it's not shalem. Titania Rabbi Yehuda omer, lo. Metame veina metame leva reha. He's metame for her and not for evarim. The Bach takes out the next couple of words. Aval metame hu leevar amina meish shel aviv. Because metame for evarim amina meish shel aviv. Period. So it's a machlokas tanam and Rav Chisda holds like the shita that you need shalem. So it's getting into evarim min achai and evarim min hameis. Evarim min hameis, for sure, poskim say, have a chiv of kvura. Rachmana litzlan, we see it, bezman hazeh, you know, we try to find every little speck of the mace. To bury. What about an Eiver Menachai? Does Eiver Menachai, what do you do with an Eiver Menachai? Let's say Rachman al-Aslan, somebody has to get an amputated limb. So what do you do with that? Or let's say somebody gets a substitute, right at the, a kidney. What do you do with parts of the body? It might be a difference between internal and external. But let's say a person has to get a finger taken off. You have to bury that? Is that Matame? Is that Matame or not? So the Nodeb Yehuda has a tshuva. Where there was a Kohen, Shenechtechu Raglov, Rachman al-Aslani had his legs cut, V'yeshalei and Basar, Bofash Matame, there was enough meat on it, flesh on it, that it would be Matame, but the Kohen wanted to carry his limbs around, so people, he was going to go collect stucco for himself. So in this way, people would have even more Rachman, if we could show them, this is my leg. Right, so the Kohen wanted to know. Im Rashay lachzika metzloshu, nosi osam, laharos asher nasabo, l'man yichmeru rachmim alav. So that was the shaila he got. So you're the gadol ador. So what do you say? Is he allowed to do that? So says the Noda Behuda, no way. Lo yadati bezes safek. Shebevali aser lo. It's definitely aser. Why? Fine, says the Noda Behuda. Eiver Menachai has no chi of kvura. I'll agree to that. But it's matame. So therefore, says another Rabbi Yehuda, that in this case he wouldn't be able to do it. This is in Tinyana Yaradeya Simin Reish Tes. There's no mitzvah of kfura, but still ain't shem heter to be matami yourself. And don't tell me there's a difference between your own limbs and somebody else's limbs, says another Rabbi Yehuda. There's no difference. They're both matami. Veivari atzma veivari izar din echad lahem. Shinakov, right? It usually doesn't come up. Are you allowed to be matame for yourself? It doesn't come up so much. But here's an example of it. Here's an example of it. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody should have a good Shabbos. Today's shiur was sponsored by the Fuchs family. I mentioned the Lezech Nishmas Yechiel Ben Meir, whose yard site is tomorrow.